Picasso knew a lot of people. He was very well networked into artists in Paris. He was particularly supportive of artists coming out of Spain, so that when Miró first came to Paris, he came with an introduction to Picasso. When Dalí first came to Paris, he came with an introduction to Picasso. When Wilfrid Lam came, similarly. So Picasso was a facilitator. He was very generous in that way. It's an aspect of his biography that sometimes gets overlooked. But he was also very well connected with writers and poets of the time. And André Breton in particular was very keen to enlist Picasso for surrealism. Picasso played a game with this, really, rather resisting Breton for long periods. There's a moment, though, in the early 30s when, for other reasons, Picasso goes through a sort of a creative crisis, interestingly enough, gives up painting for a very short period of time. And at that moment, he becomes very close to the surrealists because instead of painting, he started writing and took on what they had been pioneering, which was automatic writing, writing without conscious control, apparently, where phrases get strung together as if you've just awoken from a dream state. And there, at that moment, Picasso and surrealism seem to coincide very effectively and then drift apart in other directions.